Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Heath. Batting third. The catcher, Jeff Newman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Essien. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tony Armas. Batting seventh. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave Chalk. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Rick Langford. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting fifth. The DH, Danny Goodwin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Langford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong strikes out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering strikes out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Smalley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin bunts towards third. Essien fields it and throws to first for the out. Cubbage moves to second. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops it up and throws to first, with Langford covering, for the out. Cubbage moves to third. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into right field. Powell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Powell. Henderson moves to third. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Chalk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Powell trying to get to third. Armas throws the ball into Essien, who tags Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-1 in the game. Revering hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Newman moves to second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Revering moves to second. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger fires to first and picks off Essien. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreau hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Cubbage reaches second base with a double. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-0 in the game. Goodwin hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0 for 1 in the game. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 2 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Revering moves to second. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige is 0 for 2 in the game. Paige hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Chalk hits a fly ball into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Picciolo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landreau. Picciolo reaches second base with a double. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodwin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Henderson. Goodwin reaches second base with a double. Cubbage goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive towards first. Revering reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Castano now playing third base. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Revering hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Landreau hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Edwards now playing left field. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Essien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Murray pinch runs for Jim Essien. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman fires to first and picks off Murray. One out. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Armas strikes out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-3 in the game. Page strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 1, and Oakland Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.